Welcome to the Week Ahead podcast. I'm market analyst Steve Daglian, and I'm joined by my colleague and senior economist Ryan Felsman to preview the upcoming week for investors. Good to see you again, Ryan.
Absolute pleasure, Steve.
Well, let's take stock of where the market is first up. The ASX 200 on Monday sank to a 4.5-month low. We then bounced back on Tuesday and Wednesday. But unless we can get, you know, a decent improvement over the next day, this is going to be the seventh straight week of declines for our market, which hasn't happened in a while. Top of the list of worries, you could probably say, has been the US banking turmoil, which caught the market off guard a couple of weeks ago. And you'd think that probably is going to be top of the list again this week.
Well, absolutely. The big focus, of course, at the moment is on the global banking sector. And what we did see at the beginning of this week was UBS's unexpected takeover of Credit Suisse to create a Swiss mega bank. And we have seen markets react favorably in Europe in particular to that. But at the same time, still some concerns amongst regional US banks. We have seen First Republic Bank, the key focus. It's been the top of the S&P 500 index one day and at the bottom the next day. And what we have heard from the US Federal Reserve overnight is that while they have confidence in the capitalization and liquidity of the US banking sector, we also have heard from US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen overnight as well. And she scaled back expectations really around providing universal guarantees of uninsured deposits. And we did see those regional bank shares under pressure on the back of that. So this isn't going to go away, this issue. Financial stability risk will be a key focus going forward. And importantly, whether we see some rescue packages for some of these regional banks from the bigger banks. We've already heard from Jamie Dimon at JP Morgan, for example. And going forward, whether this tightening of credit leads to a US recession will be a key focus for markets and investors.
And our market's obviously been impacted as well. I mean, since the focus on the US banking sector first seemed to surface a couple of weeks ago, our market's still down about 5% from that point. So you're right, that's going to be, you know, probably top of the list or close to it in the next week. So looking at our market here in Australia, as far as the Reserve Bank's concerned, because this is going to be a big one, isn't it? The April meeting. A couple of things in the week ahead which could be quite important for what happens next month for rates.
Well, absolutely. So we heard from the Reserve Bank this week in its minutes, and they discussed a potential pause when it comes to interest rates at the beginning of April. And the key focus this week, as far as that's concerned, will be on the retail spending numbers, which come out on Tuesday. And for February, we're expecting a little bit of a weakening in consumer spending. So retail trade, we're expecting to see down around 0.2%. And we have seen at the Commonwealth Bank, if you look at our internal data for debit and credit card spending by our customers, we have seen really a little bit of an easing and normalization in those spending patterns into February in particular. So on the back of that, we're expecting to see a slightly modest decline. And that fits in with obviously cost of living pressures, those aggressive rate hikes from the Reserve Bank, and a bit of a paring back in spending, as evidenced by weaker consumer confidence. The other one, of course, that'll stand out this week, which will be a key contributor to the Reserve Bank's decision, will be the monthly consumer price index. Now, while the methodology of this particular indicator is obviously questionable, the quarterly CPI or consumer price index is still the go-to when it comes to inflation. It'll still be carefully watched. And what we're forecasting there or expecting is the annual growth rate to ease again from 7.4% to 7.2% in February. So remaining elevated, well above the Reserve Bank's 2% target, although they look at the core inflation rate, which strips out energy and volatile food prices, it still remains elevated. So we think it's going to be touch and go. It's going to be a line ball decision where they lift interest rates by 25 basis points or pause. And of course, they'll be close to the peak of their tightening cycle in our view.
And this is certainly going to be, I mean, the interesting thing about pricing, market's actually pricing in no rate hike at the moment from in the April meeting. But, you know, these two updates are going to be key and could certainly change that quite quickly. So essentially, the weaker both of these updates are indicators, the more likely we are to see the RBA pausing after 10 straight rate increases and some of the tightest or the most aggressive tightening of policy we've had in a very, very long time, right? Dividends also will be quite important. I mean, the coming week is going to be the biggest week of the year for interim dividend payments. So something like $19 billion or close to it will be paid out. And the main reason for that, Ryan, is that six of the 10 largest dividend payers on the ASX will all be distributing in 5 days. So BHP, CBA, Fortescue, Wesfarmers, Telstra and Santos in that order from largest to smallest. But is there anything else on the cards this week that you think, you know, could certainly move markets around a little?
Well, here in Australia, we've got 20 shares trading ex-dividend, so that could be lower. So, of course, a lot of dividend payments being made at the moment. Investors will have to think about what they do with those payments. Do they reinvest? Obviously, cash rates are higher and term deposits are more attractive. And the market obviously has sold off as well. So do you reinvest that money and potentially get some upside there depending on what happens? But in terms of the key company that's trading ex-dividend, it's Harvey Norman this week. That one will stand out on the day. We get earnings results from Premier Investments. That's always a bit of a go-to for investors in terms of what's happening as far as retail spending is concerned and the outlook there, particularly with margins under pressure. And AMP hosts an annual general meeting.
Yeah, and Harvey Norman trades ex-div, as you mentioned. That's on. That's going to be on Friday, so it'll be a big one. There are a few updates as well on inflation globally as well. I think there's one in Europe right at the end of the week and also in the United States, the one that's most closely watched by the Fed. Do you think those two could be important as well?
Well, certainly on Friday, they'll be big focused on the US personal income and spending data. So that typically is a very good guide for consumption. And we're expecting to see income and spending lift by 0.3% in the month of February. So remaining resilient is the best way to describe it, with unemployment remaining very low in America at the moment. But the US Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation, the core PCE deflator, is released. And of course, that'll be the main one. And we're expecting to see that deflator lift by 0.4% in the month of February. That said, the annual growth rate is expected to remain steady at 4.7%. So still remaining well above the Fed's 2% target. It's remaining fairly sticky at the moment. What we are seeing around the world at the moment is disinflation around goods after those supply chain snarls have eased somewhat. And also households are buying less goods online at the end of the pandemic or lockdowns. But what we are seeing is that disinflation smaller. So the impact of that fall in goods prices is becoming less and less in terms of the quantum. So that is keeping prices stickier. But also, of course, the main one is services. So what the Fed looks at is core services ex housing. That's the main one it's looking at. We have seen rental costs particularly high. And then, of course, services, if you look at, of course, restaurants and spending at takeaways and just generally on travel and airfares and the like, they've been quite elevated. So that'll be a key one to look out for as far as inflation forecasts and expectations are concerned.
And the Fed just raised rates again, right? So it hasn't been higher with the Fed funds rate since 2007. So they'll be watching very carefully, of course, to see how inflation progresses from here on a monthly basis. So I think that's it, Ryan. Thanks very much for your assistance and have a great week, everyone.
Pleasure.